Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 13th of November, Anno Domini 2010, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we've got news, views, stuff you can use, things to choose, nothing to lose. But you know what you can't do today? You can't give us a call. And why? Because we are not in the studio. We are at the Memorial Art Gallery today. It is the first annual?
First annual.
This is the first annual holiday craft show and sale at the Memorial Art Gallery. The proceeds, it's for Jazz 90.1. We're here live. If you'd like to come down and chit-chat with us, we would love to have you do that. We'll be taking questions here in the studio, but we will not be taking them over the phone. Phil is back in the studio, and he's going to have enough to do.
He's got double duty today. He's got to do not only our show, but after that, Linda's for the German show.
He's going to be there for George because Linda is here. And, in fact, Rob is here. Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen. And a whole bunch of the Jazz 90.1 people are here. And it is the first annual holiday craft show and sale. Here's your chance to get in the beginning of a long tradition. Come on down, be part of the party, see all the stuff that's available for sale.
Quite a variety of folks.
I want the cookies. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, whose idea was it to put those giant cookies right in front of us?
Maybe we can trade. We got donuts. Maybe we can trade donuts for cookies?
Yeah, you never know. We'll see what they say later.
They might be negotiable.
You never know.
Yeah, I can tell my wife, I swear, honey, I only had one cookie.
Yeah, right. It was the size of your head.
Whoa.
It's about the size of your face.
Yeah, the size of a Frisbee, yeah.
So we are not going to be taking calls today unless we'll be talking to people. If people want to ask a question on the air, they need to come down to the Memorial Art Gallery. We're here until 2 o'clock. The sale is from 1 to 5, so if you come down now to be part of the show, you'll actually get a whole hour of viewing before the sale itself actually begins, so you can make your choices ahead of time and pick stuff up for the holidays. Look, Christmas right around the corner, so if you're one of those people who shops for Christmas, you really need to come down here now, check this stuff out, get a lot of that shopping out of the way. Why wait until December 24th like I do? Come,
you too?
Come, yes. Sometimes it's the morning of the 25th.
Don't
get a lot of crowds that morning.
Those 24-hour gas stations really have some nice presents.
Yeah.
You get air fresheners,
oil.
And
I got you the
2-day-old flowers.
Lights.
No, those will be gone the day after Thanksgiving.
The dead flowers that have been sort of wilting from 2 days.
Yeah, right.
But like honey, said, they were good.
We're here at the Memorial Art Gallery for this show and sale, so please. Please come down and join us, and it should be a fun time. But we'll start with our email, poll of the week. Facebook has an invitation-only media event planned for Monday, and most of the media and tech blogosphere are speculating that the social network plans to unveil its own web-based email service. If those predictions are accurate, Facebook email will provide a critical missing element for Facebook as a business marketing and communications platform. Consider for a minute what Facebook has to offer, though. It already has messaging capabilities that can be used to communicate with other individuals or groups of individuals within Facebook. You can share links, photos, and video clips as well. It also has an instant messaging chat component, and the recently launched partnership with Skype opens up VoIP, voice over IP voice calling, and group chat possibilities. Facebook, through its alliance with Microsoft, also has a web-based office productivity suite, Docs.com, or Docs for Facebook, delivering web-based versions of the popular Microsoft Office productivity apps such as Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. As a marketing tool, Facebook provides a platform with over a half a billion, that's billion with a B, users. And it is the online destination where users spend the majority of their time. The social nature of Facebook lends itself well to word-of-mouth advertising. As Facebook users put... Seriously? We're on the air and you're texting? That's more important to you than doing the show? Okay. The social nature of Facebook lends itself well to word-of-mouth advertising as Facebook users post status updates regarding movies, books, restaurants, products, or services they like. Of course, that works in reverse, too, quickly disseminating bad reviews and complaints as well. With Facebook Places and the newly launched Facebook Deals, Facebook now provides even more benefits for brick-and-mortar retail establishments. Businesses can use Facebook Deals to provide incentive for customers to check in on Facebook Places, and as those users check in, it feeds the word-of-mouth advertising marketing advantages of the social network. Best of all, it's all free. Facebook may be built for and targeted at individual users, but it's also a valuable platform for business marketing communications, except for one thing, email. Adding email to the mix would provide the final piece of the puzzle and make Facebook not just the biggest social network, but a comprehensive and formidable business tool. Google, which is vigorously trying to break out of its own mold and establish a presence as a business communications and productivity platform as well, should be on notice. While Google tries to challenge Microsoft head-to-head in the messaging and office productivity fronts and struggles to get into the social networking game, Facebook is outflanking it. So our question for you at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Facebook email. And the choices are, can't wait to give Facebook even more of my private information, we'll see, won't we, never, and will I be able to avoid it? So please feel free to vote in our poll. Now, I know when you're done with the poll, that's not going to be enough for you on an issue like this. So if you look at the little yellow box underneath, you'll see a link. So if you click on the link, it says, give us your opinion. It will take you to my website, asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
No ding.
No ding.
Ding.
Where you can answer the question, what do you think of doing your email through Facebook? Now, like I said, you can't give us a call today.
But that was three of the texts I just got. And just to jump in here for a second,
yeah.
Folks were wondering where the video cam was. And Steve and I were just talking about it. And in a couple moments, I'm going to run out to the vehicle, get the camera so we can set it up. So some of the folks that have already texted me, yes, we will have it up, but in a few minutes.
You can hear behind... Sorry?
We're just a little concerned about the foot traffic tripping on cables.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. I do have I got a big roll of duct tape in the car, but I don't think I want to do that on this nice ballroom floor.
No, that's not. That's probably a good
idea.
We figure
we could set it up maybe over here.
And actually, they can see us and people coming in. And we have a crowd gathering here, people looking at the... taking an early look at the crafts and stuff that's available today. We are at the Memorial Art Gallery. The corner of Goodman and University. Am I right? Goodman? Yeah, Goodman University. And
yes, you are.
Just across Prince Street from the School of the Arts.
It's a gorgeous day. I mean, you know, it's not like one of those days you sit there and say, I don't know if I want to go out. I mean, it's going to be up, 62 degrees?
Yeah, you really need to be here. First, there's the beautiful grounds around here. That's kind of nice. More importantly, we've got the great crafts and arts and things. And, of course, we're right across from the Holy Cow Cookie Company.
Oh, wait a minute. I see pies going up.
Size of your head.
Wait, pies and...
There's pies and things. Oh, my golly.
She's
down
just
here
setting up pies and what
else.
Is it, muffins and all that down there?
See, we're getting everything here.
Oh, little breads?
Very nice. Oh, man. And there's hats and scarves and, from what I can see, gift baskets and I can't see what's there because the soaps are there, bath salts, those things like that. So there's a whole bunch of stuff here.
And this is only one room.
And this is
yeah.
only one room.
There's more stuff over in the other room. If our mics were long enough, we could go over there and see.
Right. If you're not here, that's kind of silly of you. It's a beautiful day to come on down. Many of you who are listening to the show just got out of the Rochester Public Market where you had the best coffee on earth. And now it's time to come down here. And check out the craft sale. It really is the great way to start your holiday shopping. This is the best time to do it. Come on down. Check out the stuff that's going out. I see jewelry going out. There's all kinds of stuff here. It looks, from what I can see, it's all top-notch, high-quality stuff. And you really need to be here. This is great.
The cooking school? Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. Whoa. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
We
couldn't get, you know, and like I said, we haven't even checked the other room yet. We'll have to do that maybe if we got, depending on the break, we could quick scoot over and see what's going on over there. Because, I mean, there are a lot of folks here, and there's another young lady over there setting up another rack of stuff that she's still in the midst of doing that. It looks like more stuff.
Setting up a bunch of alpaca stuff. It's just, it's amazing, folks. If you're thinking, well, you know, it's getting on toward that holiday season, I've got to start the long slog to Christmas, buying presents, getting gifts for everybody. Here's the place to make that start. Come on down, check out. If you can't find something, you're not paying attention.
We got a few tchotchkes to give away, too.
This is the place. We've got tchotchkes to give away. We've got magnetic clips, and I'm not even sure what those other things are.
The other things are hand sanitizers. I mean, they're a nice little car size if you wanted to, you know. Traveling around, you can throw it in.
All right,
we'll grab you one there, Steve.
And we're here, and Rob Linton is coming over. Rob Linton, what have you got to say for yourself?
What do I have to say for myself?
Yeah. Or for anything.
Well, you know, we want to invite folks to come down. I know you guys have mentioned it today. We want to invite folks to come down to the Memorial Art Gallery, basically beginning now. The actual show and sale starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon, runs through 5. And you should see some of all of
what's
the
stuff other room?
Here. Well, there's other crafters in the ballroom across the hall, and here in the parlor where we are, we've got a whole bunch of vendors as well. And I know you guys have been talking about the cookies.
Well, look at down there, too. Pies and breads. And
did you just say Holy Cow? Because that's the name of the business, Holy Cow Cookies.
Yeah.
It is. And I now understand where the name came from looking at those. They are very, very, very good. But we have a lot of great vendors here today. You know, everything from crafters to jewelry to, you know, entertaining at home stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it really is a great time today. And again, listeners of Soundbites can come down now. Come on in and see the show. We're offering early admission to Soundbites guests. And the rest of the show actually opens at 1.
And really, if you aren't coming down to this, look, even if for looking for stuff for yourself, even if you don't buy for other people, come down and check out what's here. And in the meantime, I can't tell you, every time I come here, we're up in the Cutler Union, I love this building. I absolutely love this building.
There is a cabinet out in the hallway here.
Yep.
If I could fit it into my HHR, I think it would be gone.
Exactly.
That is one beautiful piece of woodwork.
Yeah, just to take a look at what they've done here.
Oh, man.
You've never seen the architecture and the woodwork and everything in here. You really should come down and check it out. But I'll tell you what, this holiday show and sale is going to be pretty amazing. You want to get down early because the bargains are going to be gone. There's good stuff here. There's one-of-a-kind stuff here. And you're not going to actually be able to get it if you don't come down now. So come down now. We'll be here. We're here from 12 to 2. You can come down and chit-chat with us if you'd like online or offline if you don't want to go on the air. We don't mind. And you can check out what's here for the holiday sale. Perfect day to come down and get ahead of the crowd for your the start of your holiday shopping.
Well, we're waiting for some of those folks coming down. Yep. I'm going to jump in here with one of my stories for this week. You talk about mental midgets.
Oh, I got one for later. You go ahead.
All right, I'll do this one now. But, I mean, you sit there and you talk about folks that really have issues as far as calculating stuff. This guy comes in, and I won't use real figures, but comes in and, secondly, about the rates.
Sure.
So, he comes in and sit there. Because
God forbid you should get paid for your work.
Well, I'm sitting there saying, all right, I say I'm charging $50 an hour. He goes, all right, yeah. Well, you're charging it. But I can go down there, down the street to this other guy, and he's only going to charge $30. Okay. But I charged you 1 hour. How many hours did he charge you? Well, he's only charging me $30 an hour. Yeah, but how many hours did he charge you? 2. But you're still charging me more. You're charging me $50 an hour. Yeah, but how many hours did I charge you? 1. Well, then what the heck is the problem?
Yeah, do the math. $50 from you, $60 from the other guy.
This, it just wasn't sinking in. I mean, you sit there and try to argue with it. And what's the old saying? You start arguing with idiots and they beat you down with it.
Yeah, never argue with a fool. It just drags you down to their level.
They're level. But beat you with experience. No matter what I was going to do, he kept just going, but they're $30 an hour. he just wouldn't get off of it.
He wouldn't get off of it.
No.
$30 an hour.
I mean, hey, go storming out with it. This is ridiculous.
It's like Yul saying, I'm losing money on every sale, but I make it up in volume.
But, I mean, you sit there. I saved him money this time around versus what it cost him at the other place, and they're still complaining.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, you know, I want to put, in the back room there, a big X. It just says Beathead here.
Yes. We have that on our wall for my techs.
I mean, that would probably be pretty bloody, but.
Broken keyboard, smack, yeah.
I still wish the client still is going to get me that one where their kid got frustrated with the machine. Literally first started beating on the keyboard. It was a real nice laptop. The thing was only 3 months old. And literally beat the snot out of the keyboard. I mean, the keys are all gone. There's no bringing this keyboard back. Yep. And then, to finally really finish this laptop off, he took his fist and went right through the screen.
We had a customer whose son in the back seat decided to throw their laptop out of the moving car.
Nice.
And it bounced a few times when it hit the ground. And they went back and got it and asked if we could repair it,
All right, yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites of the Memorial Art Gallery on Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 21 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Dave has taken off to go get his camera because of all the whiners who aren't seeing us on the Ustream right now. We're here at the Memorial Art Gallery today, as you will see in a couple of minutes on the Ustream. We're here for the first annual holiday craft show and sale at the Memorial Art Gallery to benefit Jazz 90.1. We're here, truly, if you're not here, you're missing out on a spectacle and a half. It is an amazing sight. There's great stuff being set up right now. And, of course, if you come down now to be part of the show, you'll actually be here ahead of the rest of the crowd because the sale itself doesn't start till 1. So if you come now, you get to see what's going on and what's being set up. And get a head start on everybody else.
They're going to get a sneak preview is what's going to happen. You can come down. You can check out all the vendors that we have. Actually, Nick, if you want to hand me, can you hand me that book behind me behind you there? And I'll let people know some of the vendors that are going to be down here. But realistically, it's not just arts and crafts. We want to mention that. We've got folks down here selling cookies. We have folks down here selling purses and bags, jewelry. Gaetano's Bakery is here. Hedonist Artisan Chocolates will be here. Just to let you know, some of the vendors that we have real quick that are going to be coming down, if I can find my cheat sheet here.
And really, if you folks are out driving around today or just sitting around in your house, think about the thought of throwing on some clothes. Well, those of you who are in the house, I hope if you're in the car, you've... Never mind. Oh, anyway, think of coming on down and
Steve
joining the party.
Steve just found an old snapshot of the Rob Cam. From the other place.
Very, very nice.
Oh, man. Look at that. I look so much younger in that picture.
Yeah,
anyway,
like 3 years younger.
Yeah,
big deal.
Mabel May Designs will be here. Scentsy Wickless Candles. Jewelry by Jackie. Sam's Club is here. Generous Spirit Jewelry Designs. Biscotti for Everybody is here today.
Oh, man,
artists Frank Costanzo and Robert Costanzo are here. Mary Kay Cosmetics. As I mentioned, Hedonist Artisan Chocolates. Bella Bags. Lana Burger. Avon will be here. Party Light and Two Sisters. A company called Vanilla Swirl. Mooseberry Soap Company. Oh, he's taking pictures again. Christine Baker Artware, His and Hers Chocolatiers. Holy Cow Cookies is here. Spirit Wind Farm and Fiber Studio. Homemade Treasures by Linda Wildman. She's here today. Gaetano's Bakery. Joe Bean Coffee Roasters. Quality Sewing. Salomon's Pasta Abilities. I like it.
I like it.
As well as the cooking school at Tops. And folks are just now getting set up. So why not head down? And again, you can stop in and see the guys a little early. You can get in to see the guys and ask your computer questions in person. And then the actual holiday show and sale itself begins today at 1 o'clock, runs through 5 at the Memorial Art Gallery. Yes, and Nick's playing with his droid again. Steve, one thing we want to mention, too, if you'd like more information on the holiday show and sale, including you know, a repeat of the businesses that will be here, you can head to our website at jazz901.org. But come on down. It's a great time. We've got tchotchkes again this week. We've got tchotchkes from Dave's breaking the Memorial Art Gallery over here. We may want to. Dave, are you insured? Anyway. we've got goodies from Frontier. Stephanie from Frontier brought down some stuff. We're going to be doing giveaways today as well. It really is. It's going to be a great time. And the bottom line is all proceeds raised from this holiday show and sale benefit member-supported Jazz 90.1. So it's another great way to support the station.
And what better way, what better thing is there to do than support the station?
That's right.
I'm just taking a quick picture. And as soon as it uploads, I'll be sending it to my Twitter feed. So those of you who do Twitter will be able to see this picture. I'm at Nick Francesco on Twitter. So very shortly now, it's just sending up the not getting that 3G signal I was hoping to get in the middle. Well, we're in the middle of the Memorial Art Gallery.
Down a little more. Technical directions here.
Technical directions. It's a mess, but you really need to join us here. In the meantime, I'll be happy to talk about another... another item from our news stuff. This is an amazing thing. You want to talk about? You got a guy who was at $50 versus $60. A New York couple has been charged with defrauding a wealthy musician to the tune of $20 million after he innocently visited their computer servicing company to have a virus removed from his laptop. The hard to believe story started in 2004. When wealthy pianist Roger Davidson asked Mount Kisco computer store owners Vikram Betty, 36, and his Icelandic girlfriend Helga Invarsdóttir, 39, to rid his computer of a virus. On learning of Davidson's wealth, the pair are alleged to have concocted an elaborate social engineering scam that defrauded him of somewhere between the $6 million the police have been able to confirm, with an upper figure of as much as $20 million. Exactly how they executed the fraud reads like something out of an implausible movie plot. According to police, the pair were able to convince Davidson that the virus was in fact the symptom of a much larger plot in which he was being menaced by government intelligence agencies, foreign nationals, and even priests associated with the Catholic organization Opus Dei. So convinced was the victim, he is said to have agreed to pay the pair $160,000 a month.
Get out.
Let me repeat that. $160,000 a month for 24-hour protection against the fictitious threats, payments which continued until recently. Let me just stop the story right now and say that I will be happy to protect you from Opus Dei for only $50,000 a
month. I'll do it for $25,000.
Hey, we'll do it together for $75,000.
All right, that works.
As book readers will recall, Opus Dei was
such
the central,
a deal they'll get.
The Opus Dei were central to the fanciful plot of Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code, later made into a high-profile film, which has possibly my favorite line in any movie ever.
Which is?
I need a library. Stat. The suspects were isolating the victim and were basically trying to control every dollar that he had, said Police Chief Anthony Maricini. They did it very systematically and infiltrated every aspect of his life. It was almost a brainwashing technique. Westchester County District Attorney Janet DeFiore concurred. These two defendants preyed upon, duped, and exploited the fears. You can tell this person's an attorney. The fears of this mm-hmm. victim with cold calculation and callousness. The systematic method by which they continued the larceny over a period of more than 6 years is nothing short of heartless, she said. If convicted, the couple could spend between 8 and 25 years in prison. Unlikely frauds of this kind are actually not unheard of. 2 years ago, a reverend in Oregon was warned to stop transferring money to Nigerian 419 scammers after giving them $400,000 in compulsively gullible acts.
You know, that's the one thing that's really sad right now. And
one of them might be true, and they will send me $10 million.
The one of the things, though, you know, I mean, these scams that are going around, and right now is the big time of the year, folks. What we've said right along from day one with a lot of this stuff starting is if you have to stop and think about opening up an email or that for 1 second, even hesitate, then delete it. Call the person. They still make telephones, and usually there are live bodies at the other end that you can literally ask the question. Because right now, one of the ones that's starting up is the UPS scam again. I mean, where they're saying, oh, there's a problem with your package, you know, and it looks as official as all get out because they're copying the watermarks and everything else, and they're having you fill out information and all that, and giving out personal information. It's remarkable the number of folks that will still go in there and fill out these forms, not knowing, well,
if you get a notice that there's a problem with your UPS delivery, go to the UPS website.
Yeah.
Or call UPS directly. Don't just go filling out forms. You get an email. This is that time of year. People are sending packages. People are getting packages. And there's a lot of your package has a problem scams going on. And in addition to that, there's the scam that hits a lot of businesses. It comes from somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got your name in the title, and it says, "Dear Fred, I'm stuck in England. I've been robbed.
Yep.
Could you send $100 to blah 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 to get me, or you know, $500 or $600 for a plane ticket to get me home?" And rather than check to see if you know Sam is actually in England,
she is. I want to know about
money.
It. Yeah.
Exactly right. So that's the kind of thing that we're seeing go on.
That scam is relatively old. There was an old one as soon as phones came out, as soon as the post office came out, these scams have come along. But there was one a few years ago where you get a phone message, you know, Uncle Bill is in the hospital. Why don't you better call the hospital, see how he's done, and it gives you a phone number. A lot of people have an Uncle Bill, so it's easy to catch on. And the area code for the phone number is in like Guam or you know the Marshall Islands, a U.S. protectorate, so it looks like a real area code,
right.
But it's actually an international phone call, and the guy has agreements with the small telephone operators, you know, where it's $100 a phone call or $50 a minute for these phone calls.
Right.
And we see a lot of that. For those of you who are just tuning in, why? Where have you been the last half hour?
On the
other hand, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're hearing a lot of noise in the background, and you're probably wondering what that is. Well, that's us at the Memorial Art Gallery today. We have a live broadcast today from the Memorial Art Gallery. And all that noise you hear in the background is folks setting up for the first annual sale, crafts and arts sale. For Jazz 90.1. All the proceeds will go to Jazz 90.1. And these folks are all setting up. There's some amazing stuff here. Rob talked about some of it earlier. We'll repeat
the other
that
room.
Again.
There's
we'll
a lot of stuff
later.
Over there.
There's a couple of different rooms. We're here live till 2 o'clock. If you'd like to come down now, the sale itself doesn't start till 1, but if you want to come down now and get a kind of a preview of the sale and what will be available for sale at 1 o'clock, come on down now and chit-chat with us and play around. Oh, God bless you.
Look
at this little mini pizzas.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Gaetano's Bakery.
Gaetano's Bakery. I'll be eating that, definitely. No question. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Gaetano's Bakery is here, along many, many other people are here. We'll talk about them all later.
I got a feeling I'm not going to be doing lunch.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think I'm going to wait on this donut.
Wait for the donut. Go for the
go for the
pizza.
There you go.
He brought them.
Yeah,
we're
going to be eating those, so I'll be doing some talking. These guys are going to have their mouths full, it looks like. I'll take that. Thank you. Oh, my golly, that looks – oh, excellent mushroom. Thank you. Perfect. This is –
there's dead fungus on it.
I love the dead fungus. this is great. You really need to see this. People are setting up. It's a beautiful day. Come on down. It's a gorgeous sunny day.
I just
day.
Went outside, to, you know, to quick grab the camera.
You weren't in, did you?
No, I was wondering if we could set up outside.
Yeah, there you go. But come on in and check this stuff out. It's the first annual craft show and sale here at the Memorial Art Gallery. We're at the corner of Goodman and University and Prince. For those of you who know the School of the Arts. It's the building across Prince Street where you always park in their parking lot when you're not supposed to. Yeah, that's that building. So come on down to the Memorial Art Gallery.
You do that too?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I used to. Come on down to the Memorial Art Gallery, and we're having this craft show and sale. The sale's from 1 to 5, but we're here from noon to 2 doing our show as we regularly do.
are some great deals down here, folks. You don't want to miss out on it. Like Nick was saying, you know, it's a chance to come down and maybe get a little jump on your holiday shopping. You know, you've heard on TV constantly, you know, that they're doing the layaways and the Black Friday early sales and all that type of stuff. Well, this is a chance to come down and get some unique stuff. I mean, this is not your regular department store stuff. I mean, you've got some artisans down here that it's all handcrafted, you know, with the personal touch. And it, there's a wide variety of stuff. It's just not, you know, the usual stuff that you would see at, a, you know, your department store. It's, this is very unique, and it's kind of putting a personal touch that might make you stand out a little bit more come the holidays. And like I say, it's a gorgeous day. I went out and almost didn't come back, but I figured the camera won't stretch that far.
That's right. And listen, let me tell you guys something, because I know that many of the geeks who listen to this show are male. You know that the holidays are coming up. You know Christmas is coming. You know you're going to be buying something for your significant other or family or both, and yet you haven't started shopping yet. And I know that you the way you shop, because I see you all on the 24th when I go shopping. But it might not be a bad idea, and I'm just suggesting this, that you can kill two birds with one stone. Come on down and play with us for another hour and a half, and we'll chit-chat on the air, or we can chit-chat off the air if you would prefer. And hiya, Jack. At the same time,
pizza's good.
Start knocking off some of that shopping. There's all kinds of stuff here. A lot of very rare, not to say actually unique items that are available for sale, from the soaps to the alpaca things to the hats to the cookies the size of your head. You have to see these. Gaetano's is here. There's all kinds of great stuff here, gift baskets, all kinds of things. And if you're the sort of person who waits till the last minute, you know what it's like. The December starts rolling around and you think, yeah, I ought to really kind of start shopping. And then you hit the double digits in December, mm-hmm. and you think, all right, pretty soon I might as well start thinking it. The 20th rolls around, you start to get that roiling in your stomach, and suddenly it's the 24th, and you're
on
your shopping.
You know
what? Do yourself a favor. Do your nerves a favor. Do your stomach lining a favor. Come on down today. Come play with us, and then hit the holiday craft show and sale and buy some of those gifts ahead of time. What a concept. And then on the 24th, you can sit and put your feet up and laugh at the thought of me driving around the city desperately trying to find something somebody hasn't already bought. That's exactly right. Look for the silver cube. You'll know where I am. So come on down. It's a great, great sale, and we're here today. We're here today till 2 o'clock, as usual. The sale itself is from 1 to 5. So come down now. Get a preview of what's going to be available. And then when the show is over, you can grab some stuff and go home safe in the knowledge that you've done your shopping for the year, and you don't have to panic and wait until the last freaking minute like everybody else does,
mm-hmm.
like I will
like
be.
Most of us.
Right.
You know, it's the procrastination factor.
Yeah, exactly.
You just keep saying, maybe tomorrow. And then it's tomorrow. And tomorrow, like you say, before you know it, tomorrow it's the 24th, and it's like...
Right. Because I know you. You're sitting around thinking, you know what? I'm going to clip my toenails today.
Rearrange my sock drawer.
Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. So now's the day. Now's the time. If not now, when? Come on down. Check out the holiday show and sale.
It's only mere $5. I want to say mere $5. And all the proceeds are going to member-supported Jazz 90.1. We got to point that out again, folks. We are member-supported. It's without you folks. You know, programs like us, Sound Bites, and the German Show, and the Polka Show.
And all the great jazz you hear all week.
Yeah, we wouldn't be there.
You know what's interesting is I still find people who think we're off the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when I say we're on Jazz 90.1, they always go, I listen to that station. When are you on? Saturdays, because they don't listen on Saturdays because they're out doing things. Well, here's your chance. The first thing you need to do is, if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. If you're not driving, go out to your car. Stand on the roof and scream at the top of your lungs, Sound Bites is on Jazz 90.1 right now. Then get in your car and come on down to the Memorial Art Gallery. We're going to take a quick break. I think that's music in the background. Phil, I can hardly hear that. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more sound bites on Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 41 minutes after the hour, I was just taking another picture to send up to my Twitter account. I'm on...
And these pizzas are fantastic.
Nick Francesco. Gaetano's Pizza. I just had a taste of that pizza. It was a burst of flavor in my mouth that just reminded me of my childhood. It was delicious pizza. Absolutely delicious. The funny thing is I'm also on the Soundbites Twitter feed at the moment, sound_bites. And our friend of the show, Jim Tay.
Yeah. He was one wondering about the video.
Is a little angry with me.
Oh.
Last night in Second Life, as you know, we do sound bites in Second Life every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Linden time. I was the only one there, by the way.
Yeah. I was at TSO.
Yeah. I'm not coming next week. You guys decide what you're going to do because I'm taking a week off, and the hell with both of you.
You did last week.
There must have been something good on television. Skip it next week. I'm not going to be there.
You took off the week before.
I don't care. I'm taking on next week too. But I was talking about a game that I had downloaded for my droid called Alchemy. It's actually an old DOS game, and it's been redone for the droid. It is, and I told everybody, I said, do not download this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly addicting. Incredibly addicting.
How late were you up playing it?
I wasn't, because I've been playing it all day. Finally, when my phone got down to... I'd never seen my phone at 20% of battery left.
That is.
And I went to bed, and Jim says, 25 elements last night at 1 a.m. Thanks, buddy.
Gee, what does that remind you of?
Basically, the game works like this. It's ludicrously simple. You get four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And you combine them to create other elements. And you combine those elements to create other elements. And you end up with 300 elements at the end. Is some 300-odd elements. And it's actually pretty cool. For example, last night I got scorpions, I got beetles, I got eels. And at one point I got alcohol. So I combined alcohol and beetle. I got drunken animal.
What I got to remind Jim, though, is Jim... take heart. Nick has this habit of getting folks onto something, and this goes back many years.
No,
you're not getting out of this one.
He
has the habit, no. Jim, of drawing you in.
No.
He draws you in and then just sucks you in,
no.
And then it's like, where the hell did the night go?
That was your fault.
No, it was you. You started it.
You're the one who told me, oh, my God, I had a phone bill higher than my mortgage payment. Help me. What can I do?
Well, that was, one issue. But
you
that was...
asked me. You asked for my help.
Yeah, but that,
you
that night that
it's
you
like
left.
Saying, that looks like a bear trap. I think I'll stick my foot in it.
Yeah, but you that left me that night while I was going into a candy store. And it's, hello, you know.
Let me tell the story. I will tell the story because you
won't tell it
the right way.
I will definitely tell it the right way. I wind up having Nick come down to my shop.
Start at the beginning.
Yeah,
you were
came
telling me about the phone bill and how high it was because you were calling all these bulletin board systems. They were all out of town.
Yep.
And
so,
spending dozens of hours on them.
Yeah, because we were doing just the FidoNet and all that stuff. So this is just as the internet was getting going, folks. So Nick comes down to my shop, and he goes, oh, you got to see this. No, you got the DSL. I'll put this on your machine. Okay. And it's like, whoa. Now, you got to remember, folks, this is back in the days when, when the original bulletin boards, all it was text. And all of a sudden, he gives me this program that there's this whole graphical interface, what you folks currently know as the modern internet.
Right. It was Netscape, actually.
And it's like, whoa, my eyes just lit up and all this GUI. you know, there's icons and everything else.
I've been using Mosaic, and Netscape had just come out.
So he gives it to me, and I wind up putting it on a disc, and I says, okay, I'm going to try this at home. Now, Nick, and I'll
and
give
what
him credit.
Did I say?
I go to give you credit. He goes, you. Do you want me to call you later? I go, no, I'll be good. Uh-huh. No, no problem. Well, I went home.
Note that I offered to call him later.
So I took it home, and it was about 9 o'clock. I got home, and I got it on the computer. And 5 o'clock, my wake-up call came because I used to have a wake-up service. Mr. Henry, it's 5 o'clock. It's time to get up. It's okay. I already am up. Do you need your next call? No, that's okay. I haven't been. Yeah. I picked up the phone and called Nick. Hey, Nick!
That is not what you said to me. I picked up the phone, and the first thing I heard
was...
I
tried to be nice.
Yes.
Sanitized for radio.
Yes, exactly. He said, hello, Nicholas. That's what he said. And I knew immediately who it was. That's exactly what you said. I pick up the phone, I hear you...
S-O-B.
Yeah.
Just initials.
And I knew immediately who it was.
He goes, oh, what's the problem? I was awake for my 5 o'clock wake-up call. Why? Because of you, you got me hooked on the internet, and I was up all night just discovering.
Did you not hear the story? Did you not hear me say, do you want me to call you later so you'll go to bed? And what did he say? He said, no, I'll be fine. Not my fault, is it?
Yes, it is.
See? The holy cow lady says it's not my fault. And look at the size of the cookie she makes.
She's
clearly
bribing you.
Woman.
Yeah, because she's bribing you with cookies.
She has great. She has great.
She's bribing you with cookies. That's the only reason. No rum balls for
you.
Look. No rum balls for you. That's okay.
Hey. Mm-hmm. It was just right. For me. It was actually very funny because I'd gotten a good night's sleep.
Yeah. My butt was dragging that day.
You don't have a Droid, and I don't know that it's available for. It probably is, but I don't know that it's available for the iPhone. So don't download it. It's astonishingly addictive.
What's the name of it?
Alchemy.
See if I can get it for my iTouch.
Well, it reminds me of a lot of an old program called Darwin's Revenge.
Uh-huh.
Where it starts out as single-cell animals, and you have to evolve them into people.
Right. Same thing as Spore. It's all the same idea, but this is an old DOS game called Alchemy. And it's really pretty nifty, actually. It's a lot of fun. For those of you who are just tuning in because you've been asleep, because you weren't on the internet all night, you may be hearing noise in the background. We're at the Memorial Art Gallery today with the first annual holiday craft show and sale. Proceeds will benefit Jazz 90.1, member-supported Jazz 90.1. And listen, and I'm talking to all you geeks out there. You know you wait until the last minute to buy stuff for your significant other for Christmas, and you know that you wait until the last minute because you can't think of what to get, and you know that half the time you end up getting something that you're not entirely proud of. Here's your chance to wipe all of that out. Come on down today. We'll be here till 2 o'clock, so you can chit-chat with us on or off the air, your choice. In the meantime, you get to see the craft sale. The sale starts at 1 o'clock, but you can come down right now if you want to and get a little preview, and you will see some astonishingly wonderful stuff. And of course, and in order to bribe you when you come down, you will also, you'll find things like the beautiful hats and the soaps and the gift baskets and the alpaca wear and the scarves and the other stuff. Cooking show, the gift baskets from the cooking school at Tops. There's just great stuff here, but also there's cookies the size of your head from Holy Cow. There's pizzas that I'm very upset that I'm not eating my pizza at this moment from Gaetano's, along with breads and other things. There's all kinds of stuff here. Half of it I can't even see because it's in the other room. And you need to be down here right now. Get your shopping done now. That way, you can sit back and relax. And instead of on December 24th going, holy mother of pearl, I forgot to go shopping, and I've got to go right now, you can go, pass the rum balls, honey.
There you go.
And while you're here at the art gallery, you can go see the psychedelic art exhibit after getting high on sugar from all of the...
Now there's an experience.
They have a psychedelic art exhibit here?
Yeah, psychedelic art from the
60s. Thank God, I thought it was a flashback. Anyway,
the 60s relived.
The 60s? I don't remember the 60s.
Well, if you do, you weren't there.
Exactly. I had a discussion with somebody the other day about Woodstock. And again, I looked him in the eye and went, it's funny, I don't remember you being there.
And he was one of the very few anybody there.
He was one of the very few people who said, you wouldn't have found me anyway.
No.
Right. And that's how you know he really was there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, with, this sale is tremendous. It's going to be the stuff that's here is astonishing. And if you are thinking of buying anything for anybody, do yourself a favor and come down here today and get some of that shopping out of the way.
Is because Rob doing our Christmas shopping?
Rob, will you be doing our Christmas shopping here?
Yes, it's all set.
Yeah, it's clearly all set. Uh-huh. You're not buying us anything. You've done that already.
Cookies.
Perfect.
We're going to get this, what we got last year.
We're ready. Yeah, bupkis.
Yeah.
But you should. You should come down and check it out because it's great stuff. I think I've got time.
Do another story?
To do another news item.
Yeah.
In the second hour, I'll tell you my story.
Well, why don't you save it for the week? Come back out of the...
In the second hour, yeah.
Second hour. We'll do this. No, go ahead and do the
news.
I'm going
to do this right now. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When we come back.
No, we'll do your story.
Save it. Oh, no, my story's going to take too long.
Well, we'll do it after.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is it okay if I read this now?
No, don't confuse me with the facts.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
You're going to mess me up.
Somebody bring him another something to put in his mouth so I can...
Well, now we're out of time.
No, we're not. No, Phil's going to put the music up loud this time so I can hear it. The Federal Trade Commission appointed Edward Felton as the FTC's first chief technologist this week. This might mean the FTC is about to dive deeper into digital privacy issues facing consumers. There's a great deal to like about the accomplished computer scientist, hacker, and security researcher. He's taken on some big names with some pretty impressive hacks, despite attempts to intimidate him. Felton is a former EFF board member of the Electronic Freedom Foundation and a Princeton professor of computer science and public affairs. He's also the founding director of the Center for Information and Technology Policy at Princeton University. Felton has a long history of hacking and taking on the man, such as the RIAA and Microsoft. During United States versus Microsoft, Felton was the lead computer science expert witness for the Department of Justice. Microsoft was accused of abusing monopoly power in its operating system and browser. Felton and his team defeated the Secure Digital Music Initiative watermarks. Yet when Felton was about to present a scientific paper explaining how, he was threatened with legal action. In 2001, Felton and the EFF sued the RIAA in a case that challenged the constitutionality of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. In 2005, after Sony had come up with a scheme to prevent people from copying CDs, Felton's Freedom to Tinker blog played a role in exposing the Sony rootkit scandal. In 2006, Felton and graduate students hacked a Diebold voting machine and then published their security analysis. Malicious software running on a single voting machine can steal votes with little of any risk of detection. The malicious software can modify all of the records, audit logs, and counters kept by the voting machine so that even careful forensic examination of these records will find nothing amiss. In 2008, Felton and eight security researchers demonstrated how cold reboot attacks could defeat disk encryption systems such as TrueCrypt and FileVault and BitLocker, DMCrypt. Their findings prove that RAM continues to store data even after the computer has been turned off. So he hacks to research security and privacy matters. He isn't shy to share results even when big names threaten him with legal actions if he proceeds. What's not to like? His appointment to the FTC may indeed mean great things for digital privacy, such as protecting consumers and their privacy. Starting in January 1, 2011, Dr. Felton will be taking a leave from Princeton and advising the FTC on technology policy issues. So from my way of thinking, that could be an excellent thing that's going to happen.
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's going to be a win-win all the way around.
Well, finally somebody that knows something about technology, but how well is he going to get on with the rest of Washington who doesn't know anything about technology?
Well, that's the thing. You know, he's going to be, you know, he knows a lot, but that could be bad because it seems politicians hate anybody that really likes anybody that knows really a lot about this stuff. I mean, it sounds stupid, but that's the way it is. They're always running in fear. Sometimes, you know, that, oh, this one knows way too much.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, some more, Sam?
Something about something. So I want
cilantro
coffee.
Ooh.
Thank you. We're getting coffee here. And what was your company?
Joe Bean.
Joe Bean.
Here. Joe Bean?
Joe Bean.
Joe Bean.
It's going to have some subtle sweetness.
Sumatra?
If you would.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
You got some in there. You don't want to contaminate it.
Oh, that's good. Joe Bean, the free trade Sumatran coffee. This is very, very tasty. This is very, very tasty. See, this is why you need to be down here right now.
And it's getting ready to open up, folks. I mean, it's almost 1 o'clock, so if you've been holding off to get your butt down here,
so those
definitely.
Of you, right, those of you who are not here yet have missed out on the opportunity to to come in early.
Did you hear about the Somali pirates this week?
No, which no. Did I? No.
The spokesman for the Somali pirates is saying they're going to stop attacking Royal Caribbean cruise ships. Because of unsafe working conditions.
Yeah. They don't want to be fed spam.
And they don't want to get stuck on a cruise ship.
Or have the spam thrown at them.
I know Somali is not anywhere near Sumatra, but it sounds similar.
No, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
But no, folks, if you haven't thought about it, you know, it's a gorgeous day. Hop in your car right now. The sale is just getting ready to open up, and it's going to be going on from 1 to 5. It's a mere $5 to come in and see all these great artisans. You know, they're sitting here, and it's a wide variety of stuff that you can get some of your holiday shopping done, or at least started, right here. And, you know, have a good time. And the other big thing, though, is all the proceeds are going to help support member-supported Jazz 90.1. We can't say that enough. You know, we come to you folks twice a year and ask you for your help. Well, this is another way that you can also help us out and come down and support us, you know, by paying the $5, seeing these great artists. Swing on by and say hello. We'd love to see you folks. You know, if you get a chance, we're going to be here for another hour. And it's your chance to see us live because we always say we've got faces for radio. But this is one of the times that Rob actually lets us out of the studio.
He's regretting it already. I can see that in his eyes.
He's just sort of sitting there mystified.
He's texting somebody, too. Do you guys ever get off
the phone? Is that Syracuse?
Texting?
Stop.
See, these youngsters today are capability of multitasking to a degree we wouldn't even
know.
No,
he falls asleep.
While he's texting?
No, he can't stay up that late.
That's right. That's right. He works.
He puts in 50 hours. I can't stay up that late. Wait a minute. We haven't been hired.
He was whining this week about having put in a whole 50 hours this week. I told him I'd kill in public to only put in 50 hours a week working. Are you kidding?
And
holy
then,
mother of pearl.
And past 9 o'clock, you know, it's past his bedtime.
Mrs. Linton, you've spoiled him way too much.
Yeah, we have to talk to you. You spoiled him.
I know.
Yeah.
Out of the mouth of Mrs. Linton.
We're down here at the Memorial Art Gallery, and you really should be joining us because we're having a great time down here. It's plenty of fun. The show and sale, the holiday show and sale is starting, the craft show and sale. There's an amazing number of vendors down here with some really astonishing things. And again, let me remind you, if you're a geek, I know you wait until the last minute to do your Christmas shopping. Why? Come down and play with us here today and get your shopping done. It all happens all at once, and we're having my new best friend in the whole world. This is great. The Holy Cow Cookie Company. Look, this cookie is is the size of my head.
Yeah,
it's an amazing looking thing.
Wow.
I'm
and M&M's on it, no less.
And with M&M's on it. All right, listen. That's that noise is Phil's gentle reminder that we're going to have to take a quick break. So come on down and join us. We're at the Memorial Art Gallery with the first annual holiday craft show and sale. Proceeds to benefit member-supported Jazz 90.1, which by sheer coincidence is the station you're listening to right now. For Dave Enright, for Steve Ray, for Rob Linton, I'm Nick Francesco. We're going to be here for another hour at the Memorial Art Gallery, so come on down and join us on Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 2 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we are live at
and
the Memorial.
And having a good time.
We're having a great time. I just had the best piece of chocolate ever. You need to come down right now. We're at the Memorial Art Gallery.
I'm going to be on such a sugar high after.
Holy mother of pearl. I'm going to go home and just sit and shake for the next 2 hours. I've had coffee.
Dead tired and wide awake.
Sugar. I've had, you name it, and it's thank you. I need just plain water for a while to calm me down. Is there Quaaludes in here? Because I'll need that, too.
Well, that actually reminds me of a news story that came out this week. Several states are starting to ban these alcohol-based high-energy drinks. Too many students are getting access to them because the shopkeepers don't realize it's an alcoholic energy drink. And these 23-ounce cans have like 12 ounces of alcohol. So one can of this stuff is like five beers.
Yeah, Four Loko is one of the ones.
Yeah, Four Loko is one that got that's being banned in a lot of places. And yeah. The caffeine and the sugar in it keep you awake so you don't realize that you're drunk.
Yep.
One of them is five beers. That's, you know, that's drunk.
That's drunk.
Yeah. And kids are taking two or three of them at a time without realizing it because it's just one can.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
I told you that I would tell you my story. This is the Uncle Nick.
Uncle Nick's story.
Right, Uncle Nick's story hour now.
I think that's the phone. You want to get it?
Yeah, somebody get that. It might be the phone. Here's the
Holy
deal.
Cow.
Remember, we're at the Holiday Craft Show and Sale at the Memorial Art Gallery. Live for another hour, and it's the craft sale you need to come to. Because if you're a geek, don't wait till the last minute to do your Christmas shopping. Come down now, for Pete's sake. What are you thinking? But I'll tell you what, I'll tell you my story. I work at the Saunders, the Philip Saunders College of Business at the Rochester Institute of Technology. And we have, we bought an iPad in order to test what would be good for our faculty. And I bought the productivity suite, Pages and Numbers and Pictures, or Keynote, whatever it's called. Yeah. And they charged me. You bought it over iTunes because that's how you buy things from Apple.
Yeah.
And they charged me tax. Well, we don't pay tax. We're tax exempt.
Yeah, you're school.
So I call Apple, and I say I need to have this refunded, and I need to know how to buy things. So I'm testing. I want to buy iAnnotate, and I want to buy a couple of other things to test it. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, we can't do that.
Why?
I said, no. You need to let me talk to a supervisor. So over several weeks, actually, I finally get this guy who calls him and says, here's how it works. First, you have to send us all this paperwork. And that's okay. It's more paperwork than I normally have to send in.
Sure,
tax exempt. But you always got to send
exempt.
Something. Right. And I get that. That's fine. Yeah. I'll fill out all the paperwork. He says, then you go to a special website and you buy a card, which is essentially an iTunes card. And then you go to another place and you put in a bunch, the code, and you can buy products. But you don't get the products. You get a download, and that download consists of special serial numbers for all the things you want to buy. Then you go on your iPad to the iTunes store, put in those serial numbers, and you'll be able to download
your
product.
It might be easier to pay the tax.
So then I said
to
the guy...
Well, then on your tax return at the end of the year, you'd claim overpayment taxes and get it back.
That's not my tax return. It's RIT.
Right.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to pay
the
tax.
They don't want to be hassled with it.
So then I said to the guy, so how much are these cards? And he said, well, they go from $100 to $1,000. I said, what's the minimum card? He said, $100. I said, let me get this straight. I want to buy a $9.99 product.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, I buy a $100 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to spend $9.99 of that, which leaves me with $90 and a penny. Which you get the use of my money until I turn around and spend that again. And then let's say I end up having spent $92 of that $100 and I want to buy another $9.99 product. For that extra 99 cents, I have to now, $1.99, I now have to buy another $100 card. He said yes.
Huh?
I said, let me get this straight.
Wait a minute. What happened to the original $90.01 that you had on the previous card? You can't
still use it? That's what I'm saying.
I
spend that, but now let's say I've got $90.
Oh, okay.
I've spent $90.
All right, gotcha.
And I want to buy, I've spent $92, and I want to buy another $9.99 product.
Oh, okay. And
I got to buy another $100 card.
Yep.
So now I said, so how come you don't just, I mean, you've got a database in iTunes. just stick a field in, yay or nay, it's tax exempt. He said, we can't do that. I said something rude. I'm sorry, by this point I was boiling mad.
Yeah, hello.
I said, this is, look, let me explain to you what insanely bad customer service this is.
Well, it's good customer service.
Oh, you had to light them up on that one.
Right.
You really lit them up.
Well, and yeah. I said, I do customer service. This is, I know customer service. I've done customer service all my life. This is lousy customer service. You're not doing good things for your customers when you do it this way.
Right.
I understand why you're doing it, because you get more of my money. You get to use my money before I spend it. I understand that. It's just lousy customer service, although I believe I did not use the word lousy.
Some other choice
I
part?
May have used the word that started with C.
Hello.
Welcome.
And so we went back and forth. And then he pulls out the, well, you know, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of customers who are already using this. And I said, oh, we'll use it. We'll make it work. It's just lousy customer service.
Yeah.
We'll make, but instead of you designing something that fits the customer has to shoehorn themselves into what you've decided to offer.
And what you've had to do to go get even this runaround.
I'm
Quasimodo.
You know, and I told the guy, I said, I've always held up Apple as a paragon of customer service. Mm-hmm. And now I can't do that anymore. I'm really, really, really disappointed in the way they're running this business. I am very disappointed in them for this.
Well, you think they're just getting too big and they've got the corner on the market, sort of like Microsoft and then, did with their products.
Right. And then he pulls the, well, our vendors... we already have agreements in place with our vendors, and this was the only way we could figure out to do that. I said, well, first, Apple has been in education since 1976, and you're huge in education. And you mean to tell me the people who wrote up the contracts for your vendors in the iTunes store didn't think about education? If that's true, then the people who wrote up those contracts are idiots.
Well,
I didn't say just idiots. I may have had an adjective in front of that.
Well, I mean,
believe.
Not just, you got educational, you got government. There are so many nonprofit
right.
organizations.
And apparently the adjective idiots who wrote up those contracts never thought about that. And so now they're doing this in the background. And I actually kind of felt bad yelling at the guy because he's nobody. He's nothing. But still, it just really made
me
angry.
But he could have been a little more proactive.
And the upshot of this is we're probably not going to buy iPads for our faculty. If I have to do this every single time that we have our faculty use one of these things, I'm not going to buy them.
Well, like you said,
I'll look at Android tablets
mm-hmm.
and buy things through them.
Yeah, how does the Android store work for tax exempt?
So far, it's worked fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, you just tell them you're tax exempt. They remember that. You still send in the paperwork, and I don't have a problem with that. I expect to do that.
Yeah.
But then they remember it, and you don't get charged the tax.
Yep.
So if I have to make the choice of going through Touch buying all those
there.
Cards and doing
You're gesticulating
right.
near your water
you're
bottle.
Right, I am. I apologize. I forgot to put the lid back on my water, which I always do, and I didn't this time. If I have to go through all this buying the cards and handing them out, and they get the use of my money in case somebody doesn't spend it, and suddenly somebody's got $8 left on their card and they want to buy a $9 item, and I have to buy them a whole another $100 worth of blah, 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 blah. Or I just say go to the Android store and you're already in. Which one am I going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, it's not like, you know, tax exempt, hello, is a new concept.
Right.
This has been around for as long as any of us have been in business.
I'm just very, very unimpressed at the complete lack of customer service being shown by Apple. And shocked, frankly.
Well,
because I've always believed Apple had great customer service, and they've entirely fallen down.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just back up here for a second. All right. The iTunes store has been up how long?
I don't know. How long, Steve?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
All right, 10 years. And you tell me that in that whole say even 5 years. I'll give it even 5 years. In that 5 years, this issue has not come up before and somebody hasn't addressed it? I mean, hello?
Well, in most places, people aren't buying iPhones and iPod touches for business. They're buying it for personal.
Yeah, but
so
still,
I can see
even some
didn't
places
come up
could be
often enough to. But now iPads, they want to sell them into schools. I'm not going to buy them. I'm simply not. If you want to buy one on your own and be personal and pay the tax and all the yada yada mm-hmm. yada, and that's your business, I'm not going to buy them for my faculty. If that's the way, if I have to go through this rigmarole and this nonsense and this idiocy every time I want to buy them something from the store,
right?
We've run
Why
into
would
that.
You want to?
Right.
We've run into similar issues with some of our vendors. If we order a product that ships out of Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts takes the tax on it before they ship it to us. And then we ran into the issue with Massachusetts, with Texas, with several states. So then we have to call that state and say, you know, we want our tax back because we're for resale, so there's no tax collected there anyway. And so they sent us an income tax form to be able to fill out and claim our sales tax back, and that was just a pain. So what we're seeing is that more and more states are seeing internet sales as an extension of phone sales, and they're losing sales tax. In fact, the notorious case of Amazon counting affiliates. New York State was one of the first states to count an Amazon affiliate as an Amazon presence in New York. So now every sale from Amazon, you have to collect tax. And we're seeing more and more of these big retail stores just collecting tax by default so they don't get in trouble with the states. But they should have a tax-exempt plan built in. And I found Apple's tax-exempt statements on their website. It says to call the phone number and ask for a representative.
Yeah, and that's what they tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes me crazy. And I think it's really bad customer service. Help yourself.
I love Jazz 90.1.
Thank you very much.
Another unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at the Memorial. What?
You're solicited her.
I did. Sir. Another solicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at the Memorial Art Gallery today. That's at the corner of University and Goodman and Prince Street. And we're here with the first holiday craft show and sale. All proceeds to benefit Jazz 90.1. You should be down here. It's filling up fast. And I know you geeks. I know that you are waiting till the last minute to go Christmas shopping. Why? Come down now and check out the insanely great stuff that's here. And we'll be able to put you on the air if you want to talk to us. And we'll see you here. There's
Rob, you would think any less.
Delicious food. There's terrific garments and gift baskets and all kinds of great stuff. And you should be here doing your Christmas shopping now so that the month of December, instead of every night feeling guilty and getting an acidy stomach and thinking, man, maybe I really should be out there and battling the snow and the ice and the stuff. It's 61 degrees. Come on out here. Join the party, do your shopping, and you're done. You're done a month and a half early for
Pete's sake. One of the things, us guys to have a bad tendency to wait till the last minute to go Christmas shopping. You know what I'm saying? If you, I'm walking around the event today, and I'm going, okay, I could take care of that person there. I can take care of this person on my list there. There is stuff for everybody here. And for the
Except
guys
for
listening,
us.
Don't feel
anything.
Well, a lot of times guys are like, I don't want to go to a craft show. It's not just a craft show. It is a holiday sale as well. We have everything from homemade soaps or handmade soaps to, again, different crafts. You've got great food here. Gaetano's is here. Holy cow cookies. We've got
scarves and hats.
Everything. I mean, there is something for everybody here. And
I even saw, jewelry?
Jewelry, yep, folks are here. We got a couple jewelers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a wide variety.
And let me speak specifically to the men. Along about the middle of December, when your significant other looks at you and says,
hint, hint.
So when are you going to start shopping? With that look in her eye you know so well.
You're going to be dead meat if
like,
you don't.
Wouldn't you like to look her right back in the eye and say,
I'm done.
Oh, I'm done, honey. Here's your chance. Come on down right now. Do your shopping. Stick it in a bag in your trunk or in your closet, and you're done. You're done.
Well, and the other thing, too, is maybe you have all of your Christmas shopping done. You can come down and shop. Well, I'll have you know mine is almost done. I get all my Christmas shopping done every year before Thanksgiving.
Well, when you only buy for two people, that's no lie.
Well, I'm taking your gift back then. You were my third. Anyway, if maybe you
have... Yeah, it'll be the same thing you got us last year. leftover cookies or stale donuts that we bought. And they're usually the donuts and cookies that I brought in.
I'll tell you.
He re-gifts them.
It's in the mail.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
He makes his mom make cookies for us.
That's right. And you make and great cookies, by the way.
Yeah. Did you know he takes credit for it?
I was trying to tell a story.
I know. Finish your story.
Now I lost it. It's gone. Oh. What I was saying is that maybe if you want to come down and even look for yourself, you can do that. You know, there's stuff for everybody down here.
Yeah, we won't tell.
We won't tell anybody. But, you know, we have folks that are starting to come in, and it's a very relaxed, atmosphere. You can look around. You can enjoy all the things and all the folks that have showed up today that are supporting the radio station as well. If you know anybody that's interested in this kind of thing as well, we encourage you to give them a call, send them a text, drop an email, and say head down to the Memorial Art Gallery today until 5 o'clock.
Get your shopping done. And really, as Rob said, it's not going to be a hard sell. If anybody tries to give you a hard sell, we'll send Rob's mom to glare at them. So it'll be she's getting ready.
She's on the prowl now.
The crafters are wonderful. I talked to one of the gals, and she is able to make for me something that I need. Or a couple of friends for Christmas.
Great. See, they go the extra mile.
Excellent. They will go to the extra mile. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Rob's mom, and each and every one of you at the Memorial Art Gallery. You're listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 21 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites.
See, we get out of the habit without me sitting there pointing to you.
That's exactly right.
At the board.
That's exactly right. We are, as I said, at the Memorial Art Gallery for the first annual Holiday Craft Show and Sale to benefit Jazz 90.1. So come on down and join
the
party.
Just getting underway, so a lot of good stuff. You can come down, check it out, and some great deals.
That's the noise you hear in the background. We're here live for another hour. So come on down, another half hour, another 40 minutes. Android phones. What are the best phones on the market? Well, everybody, of course, will give you their own answer, but Consumer Reports' answer is unequivocal, those that use Android. The magazine rated phones by carrier, and in every instance, Android phones came out on top. Overall, 9 of the top 10 phones were Android. The 10th was the iPhone 3GS. The magazine wouldn't even recommend the iPhone 4 because of the antenna problems. The magazine rated the phone based on quite a few criteria, including display, voice quality, ability to navigate the phone, web browsing, battery life, camera, and more. It then came up with a numeric ranking for each phone and listed them by carrier. Android made a clean sweep. Here's the breakdown. On Verizon, the top 4 phones are Android, the top-selling, top-rated Android X, followed by the Droid 2, the HTC Incredible, and LG Alloy. On T-Mobile, the top 2 are Android. On Sprint, the top 3 are Android. On AT&T, the top 1 is Android, the Samsung Captivate, which is a phenomenal phone. The iPhone 3GS came in second, followed by the Android-based HTC Aria. To add insult to injury for Apple, Consumer Reports wouldn't even recommend buying the iPhone 4. Here's what they had to say. The iPhone 4 is a fine performer. However, Consumer Reports tests found that if you touch a gap in the phone's lower left side, you could lose your connection. Apple says to call customer service to request a free bumper to alleviate the problem. Well, we've seen that before, but that, of course, takes iPhone 4 out of the running as far as Consumer Reports is concerned for their...
You know what I just heard? My granddaughter just got a Droid.
Yeah.
And once she was there, you know the old $10 or the $9.99 plan?
Yeah.
Guess what?
You don't get that for
$10.99.
No, it's not. No, $15.
$15.
It's been up now. You don't get it now for $9.99. Now you got to pay $15.
Yeah.
For mobile web, they call it.
Yeah, they're upping, and it's like, well, what else you get for it? Don't think much.
No, but they expect people to use more of the service because it's a smartphone.
And a lot of the companies are tripling their early termination fees because they don't want you to switch to another phone.
Yep.
Well, especially, to go from the iPhone to the Droid,
Well, it's, the droid market is rough because every month there's another droid that's better than the one last month.
Yep.
And the apps are all going over for it.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard-pressed. That's why I'm wondering. What
they're still selling 200,000 a day.
So what is the iPhone going to actually do? I mean, you know, they're sort of getting complacent. I mean, as far as
well, this
Microsoft.
This is
Apple
the history of Apple.
Updates every year.
Yeah.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, this is the history of Apple. They've always been what they consider not a niche market. What's the word I'm looking for? A more elite market, I guess. They have fewer, have always, rather than, you know, Windows or Linux or whatever.
It's the BMW rather than the Ford.
Right. So they have fewer models. They consider them more elite models. They're often more expensive models in raw dollar terms. But they give you a lot. They're designed very, very well. They're designed to work properly, you know, with there's no question of is it the wrong driver. Well, there's less question anyway. Is it the wrong driver or whatever? And Apple much more carefully controls their market.
But Droid is literally knocking on the door heavily.
And
you've got a dozen companies making hundreds of phones.
The Mac should be very wary because, I mean, if you had your choice right now to get either an iPhone or your Droid, which would you take?
I'd take the Droid. There's no question in my mind. I might take a different Droid, but I take a Droid.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, and this is the whole problem, the iPhone folks have gotten so complacent. You know, the Mac folks have, oh, well, we've got it, and we got a niche on this. You know, I would be very afraid, because right now with the Droid and the holiday season coming up, and if folks are due to switch their plans, you know, I'm still going to get nailed, say, $29.90, say $30, either one. You know, whether it's a Droid or an iPhone.
Right.
And, the Droid is coming out with newer stuff, more apps, and I can control a lot more.
Right.
And I've got the ability to do this and this, not as constricted as the iPhone is.
Well, and there's also the fact that you can get, there are certain Droid models that are only $30 with a two-year plan and whatever. But that's just like the way the computer market works.
Mm-hmm.
You Apple has only a few models. And they're more at the high end of the price range, or you have the whole spectrum on the Windows side, and it depends on whether or not you prefer a Mac or a Windows machine and where you fit into the ability to buy within that spectrum. So the phone market really is mirroring the PC market.
Yeah, very much so.
And Apple has not done badly.
Well, the thing that
in
is
either
that
of those markets,
a lot of the analysts have remarked on that as well. That Apple had like a 10-year lead in the desktop market with the Mac OS, and Windows finally caught up and surpassed it. And they had, let's say, a 5-year lead in the smartphone market, and now Android is catching up as well.
Well, that's where you can't really say the Droid though is just a phone. I mean, that's.
Well, it's a smartphone.
It's more than that. I mean, look at what you do with yours. I mean, you can sit there and control other systems. So it is.
Yeah, I use a program called ConnectBot and log into my servers.
I mean, it's literally a miniature computer.
Yeah. There's a Citrix connector, so I can log into my virtual machines.
It's gone beyond that aspect.
Most of the app developers are writing for both platforms.
Right,
because
you can get those on either.
There's more sales.
Right. Yeah, you can get those on
iOS. That's been our argument with Windows developers for years, is why would you intentionally lock out 10% of your audience by not making a Mac version?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the Mac is up to 20% of general market share, and it's the same issue.
Right.
In the app world, developers are being able to write apps for both platforms and loving it.
Right, and that's and
the
that's
real loser
one of the
is BlackBerry.
BlackBerry RIM is now third in the marketplace, where they used to be number one by a long shot.
And even Symbian is dying off, except in Europe, where the Nokia is big.
Nokia is still big in Europe, but they're now talking about RIM just lost to Palm. For a couple of tablets.
Is Palm even around?
Yeah, the it's called WebOS now. They're not called Palm anymore.
And purchased by HP and being put on tablets.
Right. So yeah, there's a whole lot of that stuff going on. And I'm not talking about the apps, because you can get pretty much the same apps for everybody. Actually, remember the time that Tayville and Dory were in our studio, I was talking about my Droid, and I could see them frantically out of the corner of my eye looking at their phones to get the same thing. I'm not talking about the apps because the apps are everywhere. It's really the form factor in the phone itself. For example, I don't know that I want a 10-inch tablet.
Do you really need it?
Well, we talked about this last night. I have carpal tunnel, so holding that tablet, yes, you can get cases for it. I get that. I'm not stupid. But holding the tablet itself with the slick back that it has, and trying to hold on to that, even with a case, it's heavy, and I have carpal tunnel, and I can't hold it for that long. So I either don't use it wherever I want. In other words, I have to find somewhere to prop it up, or I don't use it. Whereas I've seen 10-inch tablets that are half the weight of the iPad, and there are 7-inch tablets that are much lighter. And to me, a 7-inch tablet is more the size I want anyway. It's easier to carry. For what I do, and I'm not going to be watching HD movies on it, although I certainly could. The other thing about the 7-inch tablets that I've seen are that they're actually 16 by 9 in terms of the ratio.
So that I still don't get when they sit there and promote, you know, well, you can watch these movies on your, you know, this little device or that little device. Hello. If I have the choice of watching, say, Avatar on my phone or my 40-inch screen.
Right.
I agree with you. You take it to bed with you and drift off while you're watching it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's good for you. I don't generally watch movies in bed.
Or if I do, it's, again, on TV.
Right.
I got a TV in the bedroom. Hello.
Yeah, we don't. But, yeah, I get that. But it's not my lifestyle. And, you know, if I'm going to read, for example, if I want to take books with me, I'm not going to take them on a 10-inch tablet because of my carpal tunnel, I can't carry that. I can't hold that for that long. And, yes, I can prop it up somewhere. Well, I can't prop it up on the subway.
Yeah.
I can't prop it up on a bus, depending on where I'm sitting and what I'm doing.
We have built-in shelves.
You and I have built-in shelves. There's no question to that. But generally, you can't. And if I'm, you know, walking around, whatever, it's not necessarily that easy to prop up, to find a place to prop it up. And so, you know, I read while I walk. If I'm going to take a walk in the afternoon or whatever, I read. And I can't hold a 10-inch tablet for that long, so I'm looking at the 7-inch tablets and the much lighter tablets for taking around.
Well, like you say, though, there's a good variety out there depending on what you want to do.
Right, and that's the point.
And you just get it to what you need to do and go from there. Yes, because you'll get folks on both sides of the camp. Well, I need the bigger one or I need the smaller one. That's okay. You know, you have the options, and that's the one remarkable thing. I mean, let's face it, 15 years ago, this stuff wasn't here, folks.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, let's take another question from our Soundbites mail queue here. Val from Webster writes, I have XP Pro and Microsoft Office Student and Teacher 2007 on a Lenovo T61 laptop with a Rebit external automatic backup drive. All software and security are up to date. The problem is lately when I right-click to bring up the menu to select delete, it takes a long time for it to be displayed. Same delay problem in deleting the same icon or file if I simply push the delete key on the PC. Now, I'm assuming this only happens when you click delete because you didn't mention it for anything else, so it's only for delete. My first suggestion is how much stuff do you have in your trash can? If you've got gigabytes worth of junk in your trash can and have never emptied the trash, then you will get a pretty huge delay.
Well, not only that, but also the things that are running in the taskbar.
Right.
I mean, we are doing lately in the shop so much cleanup of the startup menu because literally everything and their brother wants to be running in the taskbar. And, you know, you tell folks, well, I'm going to take this out. Well, what about the... It will still work. Say like Adobe. Adobe always wants to put itself in the startup toolbar. You don't need it there.
Right.
As long as the association is there, it doesn't have to be running, constantly checking if you need to use the Adobe application. When you open click on an Adobe file, it will automatically open. So a lot of the stuff that's in the startup toolbar, you don't need. And a lot of folks don't know how to clear it out anyways, but that could be some of the stuff that you know.
Could and be a lot of times these backup programs and security programs will have a protected trash can to help prevent you from accidentally deleting things. So they make a copy of everything you tell it to delete.
Well, right. And the real thing that I'm thinking is this Rebit external automatic backup drive. When you go to delete something, I suspect what it's actually doing is finding that same file on the backup drive and deleting it as well. Yeah, and so consequently, that would take a much longer time, particularly if it's a slower USB drive.
Yep.
Or if it's a drive that's spun down because it isn't running 24/7.
Well, like we've said before, and I know it's, you know, kind of going over it and over it again, but Dance the Tango.
Well, absolutely, Dance Security Tango. securitytango.com.
That'll have you clean out a lot of stuff.
Right. But also, Val, let me also suggest that you try turning off the Rebit software and see if that makes it faster. If it does, then you know that the problem is the Rebit mirroring software is trying to do exactly the same thing on the other drive, and then you can make the decision as to whether or not that's something you want to have happen and are willing to wait for.
Well, we should remind folks this first annual holiday sale is underway. We're down here for another, 20 minutes or so. Come on down if you're not doing anything. It's a gorgeous day, and there's some great sales and artisans down here just waiting for you to come down and do some of your pre-holiday shopping. You know, instead of waiting till Black Friday and then starting the countdown, like Nick has said, getting you right down to, Christmas Eve, like a lot of us are guilty of. You know, here's a chance on a beautiful day. You don't have to go sludging out in the snow or rain or cold and anything else. It's one of the few Indian summer days left, let's face it. Because if you look at the forecast the rest of the week, it's going down the tubes.
Right.
So get in the car, come on down. The sale is going from 1 to 5. And all the money that is raised here helps support member-supported Jazz 90.1. It's programs like us, the German show, which will be coming up next, and all the great jazz.
The polka show that you heard before us.
Yeah, and all the great jazz that you hear throughout the week. Of course, Rob was complaining Thursday night I was doing the 6 to 9 shift.
Sure. I would complain if you were doing the 6 to 9 shift, too.
Why?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't even listen.
Something else?
Did you even listen?
Sorry. No, go ahead. I was still working from 6 to 9 Thursday night.
Yeah, so? You can still have it streaming.
I was in meetings.
Oh, okay. We'll give you a bye, but
thank you.
Yeah, I had a good time. I mean, I'm getting back into it now. For you folks that don't know, going back on every other Thursday, Laurel Ann, Romeo, and I are going to be doing every other Thursday. Of course, I was on this Thursday, and I won't be back on until December 9th, I believe it is. But I'll be back on along with Laurel Ann and spinning all kinds of jazz. I even had one lady call and say, "By chance, could you play this?" Yeah.
Sure,
and had a number of folks call and actually enjoy the branded jazz that I was playing, because I kind of go through there because it's like a candy store for me. This whole jazz library, folks, is all new to me. So, you know, I welcome your comments and anything else. If you want to hear certain types of jazz, I'll explore the artist along with you. I mean, I through a friend, discovered another group that's here locally, and they're called White Hots. And they play at the Little. I didn't know about them. So sure enough, I go into the library, and we had,
close it. It's distracting me.
We had, so I went into our library. Sure enough, there they were. Another one that was at the Jazz Fest was Trombone Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I go in there. We had him. So I'm playing all these different artisans that, you know, you don't get to hear that often.
Right.
And I was able to go through, and it's like, whoa. Like I say, it's like a kid in a candy store, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
And all of that is made possible by your generous contributions.
Yeah,
and that's one reason to come down here today. You know, like I said, you need to do your shopping early. You know you do. You don't want to be sludging through the snow and the sleet and the slush on December 24th and thinking to yourself, Nick was right. I should have come down to that holiday sale. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco. And you, it is 39 minutes after the hour. We're at the Memorial Art Gallery at the first annual Holiday Craft Show and Sale. This is member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Oh.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And 41 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Amazon may be one of the largest online retail stores, but it apparently doesn't want to risk the ire of people who use the world's top social networks. The online retailer found itself in some very public hot water this week after shoppers, this is a horrible story, after shoppers realized that it was selling an ebook entitled The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, a Child Lover's Code of Conduct.
What?
Yeah, the book was available for the company's popular Kindle e-reader. As news of the book spread, Amazon seemed reluctant to stop selling it. A company representative told the high-tech blog TechCrunch on Wednesday, "Let me assure you that Amazon.com does not support or promote hatred or criminal acts. We do not support the right of it. We do support the right of every individual to make their own purchasing decisions. Amazon.com believes it is censorship not to sell certain titles because we believe their message is objectionable." But then irate customers and others took to Facebook and Twitter, even starting an online call for a boycott of Amazon until it removed the book from its virtual shelves. On Facebook, people created two pages related to the controversy. Tens of thousands of people have liked the page Boycott Amazon.com for Selling Guide for Pedophiles. And a second page called Boycott Amazon for Selling Pedophile Guide had thousands of followers. And people were quick to take to Twitter and not only vent their frustrations, but call for a boycott there as well. Amazon halted sales of the book late Wednesday. Ezra Gottheil, an analyst at Technology Business Research, said he's not surprised that Amazon bowed to the force of social networking. Online social networks are about people talking to each other, only bigger and faster than can be done with earlier technologies like face-to-face telephone, posters, and newsletters. Even email, said Gottheil. When there's a topic that a large number of people feel strongly about, social media will lead the pack. So, yeah. This is actually not the first time there was another
something
similar,
else, sort of slips,
similar
and then
pedophile.
They, but they say, free, you know, the Freedom of Speech Act, you know. And,
right.
You know,
so, yeah, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
There are certain things. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You shouldn't be selling a pedophile book.
Yeah, no, I mean, hello. I mean,
a pro-pedophile book.
Yeah, I mean, especially since it is, you know, a service. They're offering a service, and they should have the option to accept or decline what they want to.
Well, but that legally, that puts you on that slippery slope of, we got rid of this one, so how come you didn't get rid of this one? How come you didn't get rid of this one?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a double-edged sword.
There's a huge, problem there. But you know what? They should have to. They should be able to deal with it.
Yeah, but you know what? It should be certain standards.
Exactly.
I mean, and again, you know, it's a slippery slope, like you were saying. And who's going to sit there and determine what is, what isn't? But I'm sorry, when it comes to kids, I'm sorry. I guess I'll, you know, take all the criticism and everything else, but, you know, no. You know, ban it. I'm sorry, that's just the way I am.
Yep.
And folks who have been listening to us know for years I've sat there and, you know, if, even if it was a family member, I'd turn their butt in, and I've already done that on five folks for child porn.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, I have zero tolerance, and...
Yep, I'm with you. All right, back to our mailbag. Mark from Irondequoit writes he's got Windows XP, a gig of RAM. Everything in the inbox disappears without warning. What other programs are there to use besides Outlook? Well, Mark, there are a dozen. There's the Bat and Eudora and a bunch of them.
Thunderbird.
But the big one really seems to be Thunderbird.
Yeah, and it could be there's a setting in Outlook. And in fact, most mail programs have this. There's a setting to hide unread messages.
Right.
So after you read a message, it disappears from the list. And some people use that as a way of organizing their mail, so they only see the unread messages and they know what they need to read. So you might want to check in your menu somewhere to see if there's a show unread messages checkbox that you can turn on or off to bring your read messages back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And I have had several people with that problem, and that's likely what's happening. So you should be able to show the unread messages as well, or rather you uncheck hide read messages.
And, or just go over to Thunderbird.
Right.
You have a lot more control and options and everything else as far as filtering stuff, and you know, you're a little more protected.
Yeah,
for Microsoft to update.
Right, one of the really nice things about Thunderbird is the filters, which is really pretty nice. However, if you are on, if the reason you're using Outlook is because you're on, your company's on Microsoft Exchange, then you're pretty much stuck with Outlook.
Yeah, you
can. And that's understandable, in which case, definitely check through the menus and see if it's been set up to hide red messages. And then you just unhide the red messages, and you'll see all the ones that you've read.
Of course, like you said, if that's a a work environment, you might have to go to your IT people to have them change it, because most
right. At the very least, you can call them to help you find out where that is.
Yeah, and guide you along through that, because 10-to-1 odds, you won't have the rights to change any of that. I mean,
right. I do not like Outlook as a mail client, but as a calendaring client, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have that at our IT,
campus
university wide, and so we have the ability, although not enough people yet are using it. But I have the ability, if, for example, the three of us are all have our calendars up to date, I can say set up a meeting with Dave and Steve and pick the first available time, or show me the times that are available, and I can pick one of those. And then it'll send a message to each of you, tentatively mark your calendar.
Oh.
And then when you yay or nay, then it either gets put on or taken off.
Oh, okay.
And I get a notice that says these are the people who are coming to the meeting.
That works.
So it's pretty nice. There are a bunch of calendaring programs that do that, but one of them is Outlook, and I do like it for that. So if you're in a corporate environment and you have to use Outlook, the calendaring feature is very nice, although I'm not as big a fan of the filtering. Doesn't seem to have as many options as
now. Google has the same thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them have it. That's what I'm saying. But if your company is using Outlook, you're pretty much is using Exchange, then you're pretty much stuck using Outlook.
You can even set up conference rooms and AV equipment as schedulable. So you can say, I need these 10 people with a conference room that has a projector, and Exchange finds that for you. It's a pretty neat feature.
Yeah, it really is. They've done a very nice job with that. It's IBM had a product whose name suddenly escapes me. What? He was watching a movie earlier. You can check that out if you like. Rob is hovering behind our backs here. I don't know what he thinks he's...
He's
just browsing. Just looking, see what's there.
Making sure you're making it with yourselves.
Yeah, we are. You can probably hear in the background the party that's going on. You're missing it. If you're listening over the radio and you're not here, you're missing it. It's the first annual holiday craft show and sale here at the Memorial Art Gallery. Proceeds benefit Jazz 90.1. There's some amazing people here. There's if you're not here to do your Christmas shopping, you're missing out on some astonishing gifts. There's food you wouldn't believe, cookies the size of your head. There's soaps and hats and scarves and gift baskets of all sorts. And just it's an amazing event.
Two rooms.
Full rooms. And, of course, we're at the Memorial Art Gallery, so you know how beautiful and how big these rooms are.
I mean, the parking is free.
Right.
You don't have to worry about paying for parking. All you got to do is come in and pay $5, and that all goes. All the proceeds from that go to member-supported Jazz 90.1 to bring your programs like ours and the rest of the programs that you hear throughout the week 24/7 here on Jazz 90.1.
This is really the place to be shopping. If you're a geek and you wait till the absolute last minute to do your Christmas shopping, we know that.
Mm. Overnight shipping with holiday delivery is very expensive.
Right, and we know you do that. It's suddenly December 23rd, and you're going,
been there, done that.
So you're on Amazon buying things for three times what you would have paid originally because you have to ship it overnight on the 24th of December.
And Christmas is a Saturday this year, so that's even more shipping charges.
That's right, and that's assuming you'll get it in time.
And we're not going to be around on that Saturday, Christmas Day.
We're not going to be there. So if you're the sort of person who puts it off till the last minute, I'm telling you right now, here's your chance to not put it off till the last minute. Come on down to the sale. We're at the Memorial Art Gallery, which is at the corner of University and Goodman and Prince. So all of you School of the Arts parents, you know exactly where that is because you park in their parking lot illegally every day. And so you can come on down.
From a man who speaks from experience.
I'm sure I never did that. I never did that ever.
Okay.
Should we
ask Elaine?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's the one who parked every day.
Oh,
no.
We used to have our cider Saturday Q&A meetings across the street here, which would have been nice and convenient, but now we've moved to the other side of town.
Yeah, there you go.
So following the show, we'll Saturday Q&A will be at Co-Working Rochester, 70 Cascade Boulevard at the other end of town.
Instead of here.
Instead of across the street. Here, yeah.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, come on down. It's the Memorial Art Gallery. We're in Cutler Union. It's a beautiful, beautiful building. You should, at the very least, if you've never seen it, you should see it. And, yeah, why would you not want to drive to go shopping on a day like this as opposed to waiting till the 23rd of December when it's going to be blizzardy and slushy and you're skidding on the roads and everybody's frantic and angry and swearing? Here it's relaxed. It's comfortable.
Fighting the crowds.
It's nice. Here's Al. Al is here. It's just it's a beautiful event, and it's lots of fun. You cannot believe the array of very, very cool stuff that's here.
No, really, it's amazing. I mean, you know, the variety that Laurel Ann put together and gotten folks to come down here and display this for folks so they can, you know, get a little heads up on their shopping. I mean, it's just your typical stuff. I mean, this is kind of unique stuff.
Right.
Got another question there?
Yes, I do. This one's from Wesley in Cowlesville, New York. He's got Windows XP and a gig of RAM. A dialog box appears saying there's a problem with my antivirus and I may not be protected. I installed Link Scanner 2011 free edition and it has only two components displayed, AVG Link Scanner and Update Manager. Previously, AVG had several components. Am I protected against viruses with Link Scanner?
You might want to double check. He might be running one of the older versions of AVG.
Well, and the short answer is no. Link Scanner just scans links you go to.
Right.
You also need your antivirus scanner and your anti-malware scanner.
Right.
But you should beware of pop-up messages like that. A lot of them are fake, getting you to install a fake antivirus and stealing your money.
Right. So, again, your best bet at this point, dance the security tango. Where you can clean out your machine completely and then install one of the antivirus programs that we recommend there.
And they got to kind of watch it. Just from my own personal experience, right now there is AVG 2011. And the 2011 version has been causing some issues. I won't say a lot, but there's a number of computers, and depending on their configurations and everything else, they have been having issues about getting AVG to install. Now, you're not without any recourses. From there, off of our list is also Avast. Avast is another great free program that you can use, and it works just as well as AVG. So if you have a problem with the AVG 2011, you can uninstall that, and then go ahead and install Avast. But you should have at least one of them running.
Yep. And as they said, Link Scanner is not an antivirus program. So that may really be a real message, but you need to be careful. If there's a link in it, don't click on it. Never click on a link in a pop-up menu. Just never do it. Not ever.
No, you're only asking for major problems there.
Right.
You know.
So, sorry, what?
No, I was just saying, you know, folks have to be aware because I say this has just been cropping up as far as the AVG. You can still get the AVG 9
right
on some sites. Matter of fact, if you go to Major Geeks, that's MajorGeeks, all one word, .com, you can still get the AVG, I believe, 9.0 up there along with the 2011. They'll give you the option for either one.
Right, and AVG is very good. So is Avast.
I use Avast all the time.
I've been using Panda software recently. Well, all right. Apparently,
We should say hi to half of the Polka Bandstand.
Half of the Polka Bandstand. I don't know if he's Polka or Bandstand, but
yeah.
But Al is here.
Didn't I read that Ray is celebrating his 15,000th episode this
100,
week?
1,500. 1,500th episode.
Decimal
All right.
Point slipped on
We're
mine.
Done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. You've been listening to Soundbites. We're here at the Memorial Art Gallery Holiday Craft Show and Sale. All proceeds from the gate are going to Jazz 90.1. So stop on down. Get your holiday shopping done early. We'll be back next week in studio taking phone calls and doing all that good stuff right after the Polka Bandstand on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks for listening.